Hey there! Welcome to the Cheerful by Choice podcast. This is where people trying or hoping to be happier come for quick, simple steps we can take to get us there with fun, inspirational stories, reminding us it's okay to be human. It's okay to feel our feelings. And there's always someone out there cheering you on. That's me. I'm Lydia Taggart, neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, best-selling author, mom of six, including quadruplets, and daughter of God on a mission to increase happiness and hope in the world. I'm so glad you're here. If you like this show, share and subscribe. Let's get to it. Hello, my friends. This week, I have a sad story to share. I had a moment where I was like, bad mom fail, huge mom fail. My husband's standing next to me and he's like, parent fail, hello. We both had a major fail. So our son was at work and we totally 100% completely forgot that he wasn't home. And we turned all the lights off. We turned the phone off and went to bed. And I mean, he's old enough. It's okay. He can find his way home. He walked home. We're not that far. But we're both laying in bed going to sleep. And we hear this sound. I'm like, who's breaking into our house? Oh no, what's going on? Oh, it's our son. We totally forgot to go get him and bring him home. And oh my gosh, I was so sad. I was like, I can't believe I completely forgot. What kind of reason or excuse can you come up with? There's none. There is no reason or excuse that's good enough to just forget your kid, right? And our son is such an amazing kid. I was profusely apologizing. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And he's like, it's okay, mom. And he laughed and he gave me a hug and forgave me just like that. Just like that. But it's really hard for me to forgive myself. These things happen. There's always something, right? We always are making some sort of silly mistake. And I don't even know. How did that happen? I don't even know. It just did. And what do we do about it? That's the question. What do we do when we make these, I think, huge mistakes? I mean, it's a little thing, but it feels really huge. And oh, it was so amazing for him to just forgive me just like that. Just instantly, it's okay, mom. I got home. Everything's fine. Not locked out. Because he knows the secret code to open up the garage. And we can do that. We can be quick to forgive. And it changes so much. This month is a special month for the Jewish holidays. There's a lot of today is the starting of, or I don't know if it started yesterday, actually, Rosh Hashanah. It's all about forgiving people and resetting our relationships. It's also a Jubilee year, and that is resting and turning things to new. It's a reset and relationship focus. See what you can do with your relationships. So how perfect, right? Perfect timing to think about how do we forgive. And the question was asked yesterday, like, what is important in reflecting? Why would we want to reflect and reassess where we're at and see what we're doing? We have these experiences that we think we're amazing and we're doing okay. We have all this awesome faith in ourselves or the other things around us because of an experience that we had. And this goes both ways, if it's a good experience or a bad experience. But over time, the memory and the feelings around it change. our emotions evolve. We get used to them or we get stuck in them, or whatever the case may be. We want to reflect on those. Our other son came to us with an issue with some school friends and whatnot. And he said, "Mom, what would you do? What do you wish that you did different?" Isn't that amazing? That's a great question. What do you wish that you did different? And I reflected back to my high school years to share some wisdom with my son. But what if we just reflected for ourselves and we didn't have to be asked by someone else so we could help them? Of course, reflecting and sharing our experiences and what we've learned from them helps our kids. Well, what about what it does for us? In that moment when I was reflecting on all of the relationships that I had from high school and what happened and how I wished that I did things differently or what I wished that I knew back then instead of what I did, it changed my heart. It made it easier for me to accept that my other son could forgive me so quickly. That's one thing. I was like, how in the world can someone forgive something like that? Being forgotten, that hurts. But he just did. And it hasn't ever been brought up again. I have it in my memory pretty strong. But he's just like, okay, Mom said she's sorry, she loves me, that was dumb. Okay, we all do dumb things. And he let it go. What if we were able to reflect on that on ourselves and just let it go, learn from it? Okay, we're going to try not to do that again. And then see what happens when we let it go. What can we learn from that experience? And as we reflect, if we kind of give ourselves an assessment or grade ourselves in the different areas of life, we can see which part of life we need to improve on. My primary focus after reflecting on that, I think I'm a little tired. I think I wanted to sleep so bad. I don't have a schedule the way I want to. And I just totally turned everything off and went to sleep, tried to go to sleep. So that's one of the areas as I reflect, I'm like, I'm going to improve my sleeping schedule and make that so much better so that I can remember and have it on my schedule to never forget him again. Oh, and to forgive myself. So I hope you have a wonderful week reflecting and reassessing where you're at and making some new, we can call them goals, we can call them standards, we can call them expectations, whatever you want to call them, improvements. But most of all, be quick to forgive and see how that improves all the relationships around you. When you're able to just love yourself and say, oh, that was not the best choice, and then be okay with forgiving and letting it go. Pick up what you need to learn from it and let the rest go. All right. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you next time.
Hello, fellow happy teenagers.
Hello.
Wait, you guys are happy and you're teenagers? How does that happen?
Well, we use the frame formula to have great relationships.
The frame formula? What's that?
Well, you can learn about it in the book my mom wrote.
Yeah.
It's called the frame formula, your parenting source to communicate like it's your superpower. Go to www.theframeformula.com.
www.theframeformula.com.
All right, I'm going there now. I need a superpower. Thanks.
That's a wrap for today. Thanks for being part of the Cheerful by Choice movement. Remember, you are more amazing than you can imagine. Sign up for our newsletter at cheerfulbychoice.com and let us know what you're thinking in the comments or send us a message. See you next time.